From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump had a warning for Iran on Tuesday. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president issued the warning as he met here at the White House with French counterpart Emmanuel Macron, who is lobbying him to stay in the multinational deal aimed at restricting Iran's nuclear weapons development.
They restart their nuclear program, they will have bigger problems than they have ever had before.
He calls the Iran deal insane and ridiculous. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Mr. Trump faces a May 12th deadline to again waive economic sanctions against Iran as part of the deal. Iran's president is warning about the nuclear agreement as high-level talks are held in Washington. AP correspondent Charles D. Ledesma reports.
Hassan Rouhani's told supporters in Iran, if someone wants to betray our nation and the deal, grave consequences will affect them, adding that the Islamic nation will strongly resist any plots by those who sit in the White House. Rouhani didn't elaborate, only saying that Iran has prepared for various scenarios while it abided by its commitments under the deal. I'm Charles Ledesma.
President Trump says he expects to meet with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un very soon. On Tuesday, he praised Kim.
Kim Jong-un has been very open and I think very honorable from everything we're seeing.
In Quetta, Pakistan on Tuesday, three suicide bombers separately attacked police and paramilitary forces, killing at least six and wounding several others. One of the bombers blew himself up near a police van on the main road leading to the city's airport, causing the fatalities. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office wants an investigation into the killings of dozens of civilians by Saudi-led coalition airstrikes in Yemen during the past 4 days. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the Rights Office in Geneva.
Human rights spokeswoman Liz Throssell says two coalition airstrikes destroyed a wedding tent, killing at least 19 civilians and injuring some 50 others. She says the final toll of deaths and injuries may be higher.
Local inhabitants informed our staff that the victims do not have any political affiliations, not to say that that would have made the wedding party a legitimate target. They also said there were no military objectives in the vicinity of the targeted area at the time of the attack.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United States Supreme Court is to hear arguments Wednesday on whether President Trump can limit travelers from mostly Muslim-majority countries from coming to the U.S. His order affected people from Iran, Libya, North Korea, Syria, Venezuela, Somalia, and Yemen, the state of Hawaii, the Muslim Association of Hawaii, and three individuals are expected to argue that the ban discriminates against the Muslim community and exceeds presidential power over immigration. U.S. government attorneys are expected to say that the president has constitutional authority on immigration. U.S. stocks were sharply lower in Tuesday afternoon trading as the key U.S. government's 10-year Treasury bond yield reached the 3% level for the first time in more than 4 years. The rise in the key bond yield heightened concerns of large companies that have warned of higher operating costs, which are passed on to consumers. Traders are worried that the rising yield of long-term government bonds may be followed by a period of declining stock prices. The U.S. economy, however, remains healthy despite signs that growth slowed in the first quarter. The Conference Board announced on Tuesday that its Consumer Confidence Index rebounded in April. And former President George H.W. Bush remains hospitalized with an infection. He is said to be responding to treatments and appears to be recovering. Mr. Bush is 93 years old. On Saturday, he attended the funeral of his wife, Barbara. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.